Joining me on the line now from North America, I'm delighted to say, is an NHL legend. Many of you will know the name, Jim Gregory. He's a former general manager and league executive in the NHL. He still holds a major, major role within the NHL. He's senior vice president. Jim, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it's a very great honor for me as well, Chris. Anything to do with England, which is my dad's hometown country, I'm proud to be involved with.
Well, tell us about that, because I gather you have some big connections with Salford, the city of Salford.
Well, my dad was born and brought up there, and he left England when he was, I think he was about 20 years old, or 21, he couldn't find work, and he and two friends came to Canada and went on a program that the Canadian government had with England to go to work on a farm, and he ended up coming here and staying here. He met my mother, and they got married in 1935, and he was a terrific man, and I always had in my head that I wanted to get to England to meet his family. I did eventually, but unfortunately, I didn't get to meet all of them. Some of them had passed on, but he just loved where he lived.
And how honored are you that the Ice Hockey UK, the governing body here, is celebrating their 100 years of ice hockey in the UK, and they've asked you to come across? Is that something special for you?
It is very, very special, Chris, because not only am I got the English blood in me through my dad, but anybody in the hockey business, you're hoping and watching all the different activities and the position I have, and that Great Britain has got its 100th anniversary coming up is just a spectacular thing. And when I was asked if it was possible I could go, I said, "Are you kidding? I'd walk over there to try to get there."
That's so wonderful to hear. I want to just touch on one of your current roles, chairman of the Hockey Hall of Fame. I mean, from across here in good old England, we look on upon the Hockey Hall of Fame. It's probably the most prestigious honour you can sort of lay on any person involved in ice hockey over there. How special is it to be the big man, the chairman there of the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Well, just to correct you, I'm the chairman of the selection committee. I'm on the board of directors of the Hall of Fame, but the selection committee meets every year and goes over the candidates. There's a procedure. It's available online, and people from Europe and England are certainly available to be considered. We have an 18-member panel of hockey experts, and you can go and look at the people who are on it, and they review and go over recommendations that have been sent in. Like for this season, they are sent in over the course of 6 or 7 months, and they're reviewed by the panel, and you have to get 14 of the 18 votes to be successful. It's not easy, and the people on the panel really, really care and vote their conscience and do everything they can to make the right selections. And as you said, it's an absolute unbelievable reception you get. I'm fortunate enough that I make the calls and tell them that they've been elected to the Hall of Fame, and it's just unbelievable the reaction you get from people who have been fantastic hockey both builders and players. The reception you get is unbelievable.
I can imagine making that phone call must be very special. Just talk us through as well, because you've been involved in hockey for more than 5 decades now. Just tell us how your love for hockey came about, something I'm really intrigued by.
Well, when I was a young boy, I was born in a town here in Ontario called Port Colborne, Ontario. And the captain of the Maple Leafs when I was a young man was Ted Kennedy, and he was born in Port Colborne as well. And when I was a young boy, I had the privilege of meeting him a couple of times when I moved from Port Colborne to my hometown in Dunville when I was a young boy, like 2 years old. But I met Mr. Kennedy when I was visiting relatives in Port Colborne, and he was my idol. And then I wanted to try to be a hockey player, so I started playing hockey, and I had an opportunity to go to a school in Toronto that had a fantastic hockey program. It was called St. Mike's, and if you look at the records back in those days, as I said, there was no draft. The people went through a junior program, and St. Mike's produced many, many fantastic hockey players, people like Red Kelly and Dave Keon and many names like that, Jerry Jeevers, who all played in the NHL and were stars. And I went there to try to make their hockey program, and unfortunately, I wasn't successful. I wasn't as good on the ice as I was in my head. But while I was there, I met a fantastic gentleman. His name was Dave Bauer, and he was his hockey family. His brother is Bobby Bauer, who was a famous hockey player, and Dave Bauer was even a better hockey player, I'm told, than Bobby Bauer, but he went into the priesthood, and he was a teacher at St. Mike's, and he ended up being my homeroom teacher, and he asked me to help him when I was there with working with the young team he was coaching, and that's how I started. All I have in the hockey business and pretty much in my life, I owe to him for being patient with me and instructing me and helping me along.
That sounds wonderful. And just before I let you go, the Stanley Cup's going to come to the UK as well. It's going to be there in Scotland while the dinner is there. I'm sure everybody listening to this interview will know why the Stanley Cup's so prestigious. But if you can just put into your own words, what is so special about that trophy?
Well, the trophy was donated back in the early 1900s by Lord Stanley for...
from the UK, of course.
Yes, he was from the UK, and he was a Premier of Canada. And he was asked and gave a trophy to be the first one of its kind to be given to the champion of hockey in the country in the professional ranks. And so it has an unbelievable history, and it's a goal of every young hockey player and certainly the older ones who are in the NHL to have a Stanley Cup ring or a championship.
It's been wonderful to talk to you, Jim, and I look forward to meeting you in December.
Well, we are going to have a great time, and you got an unbelievable dinner coming up on the 13th in Dumfries, and I'm looking forward to going. Can't wait to get there, Chris.